I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, having a little bit of fun. It's always good when somebody brings meat into the studio. Caleb, thanks for doing that. You know what we haven't touched on yet is where are you located? Give us an address, give us a website, all your phone number, all of that stuff.
Absolutely. So we're 1217 West Washington Street, right there, just on
east
the same,
of Meyer.
Yeah.
Right.
We're right there. Big Brother's right over our shoulders.
Mr. Muffler or something right next to you
it's
there.
A Pennzoil.
A Pennzoil, right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Greenville, Michigan.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That Washington is M57, right? If you're coming off,
yes.
Coming north
yeah,
out of
yeah,
Grand
yeah,
Rapids,
yep.
You hit the M57, go straight to the east, and you'll find them.
And I'll tell you, you're sitting out in that parking lot kind of by yourself, so your visibility, it's not hard to find.
Yeah.
If you've got meat on your mind.
Yeah.
And who doesn't?
Look right. For the homemade sausage sign in the window. It's glowing. It'll light your way. So.
All right, man.
Light right. Your way. From a pastor, no less. Hey, creamed corn, dude. This recipe is very much like one I've been using, but I liked it for a couple of reasons. But basically, it's going to be a couple packs of frozen corn. Because you can't get fresh
whole
right
kernel,
now,
right?
Whole kernel, and you thaw it. Heavy whipping cream makes everything good.
You know, that's the time of year we use a lot of that around my house, and the rest of the year we kind of don't.
All year long we use it.
Yeah.
Some white sugar, and a little bit of salt and pepper, and then butter, which adds richness and flavor, of course, and then milk, flour. Parmesan cheese. Now, I'm going to go with grating some a real block of Parmesan, not the stuff in a can. But you cook the corn, cream, sugar, all this together. And I think use a big saucepan or pot. You whisk the flour and milk together, and then you add that after the corn is cooked, and you stir in the cheese, and you shut it off. You coast into the finish line. And I'm telling you, make a bunch of it. Make a bunch of it.
Right.
We're going to post this on our website, but if you've never made anything like this before, or maybe if you've never eaten it before, at first you're going to look at it and you're going to see corn with this white sauce, and you're going to go, wow, what kind of a crazy thing is that? Oh, my gosh. It's because cream and sugar.
Right, right.
It's like corn pops that didn't pop.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have them.
Oh,
right.
So good, and it's Christmas. It's your most special, one of your most special meals of the year.
Right.
So you want to, you know, if you're going to go get a nice rib roast or ham or something, and you're going to make a big deal, get the best silver out, the china, all that, which is
right.
The deal on Christmas and Easter, right?
Right.
You want some sides that are good.
Right.
You don't want to get stuck with the. With the sweet potatoes with a marshmallow on top.
Right. Right. Exactly. Those do happen, though, because I've got people at our house that's like their favorite dish. And, you know, that's the other thing about the, I mean, we can't forget the reason for the season, right? But the way we celebrate is where family traditions are made and where they're kept. And so I remember my mom and dad are passed away, but when my mom used to make these meals, there was something for every person that was going to show up, if you knew it was their favorite, and she knew. She just kept that information, right? And there were a ridiculous amount of food and a ridiculous variety of foods, but it was always because I want to have whatever it is that person likes the most that's there. I mean, and it's simple stuff like the sweet potatoes with them. I remember that mine was macaroni and cheese.
That's so weird.
There was, I know, and a lot of people say that. But that was my favorite dish for the holidays, and it was made with this Cracker Barrel cheese.
Oh, that's
a
right.
Block of it, and it's. Then there was a. She'd take the. Crackers.
But she made it because it was your favorite.
Right, right, and that's just it.
He's
and,
the baby and, of the family.
And my sister-in-law has the recipe.
That explains.
And she's got it perfected. And every time I have dinner at her home, she makes it for me. And that doesn't always have to be at the holidays. But if I'm at her home, she makes this for me. And the kicker is, you're talking about butter and cream. the kicker is they melt a stick of butter and take Ritz crackers and crumble them up and mix the butter in the Ritz, and it's a crumb crust.
That's never bad.
On top of the macaroni and cheese. It's amazing. Nice. But, I mean, my mouth's watering just telling you about it. But that's what this is about, the sides,
right? That's right. So how many kids do you have?
We got three.
Three. And what desserts do they like? Does the wife make pies?
No. I mean,
you don't do pies for Christmas? Because that's very often a very, I don't know.
So like I love pumpkin pie.
Uh-huh.
So she will attempt to get pumpkin pie for me.
You know? Okay. So she's not big on the baking. That's your job?
She likes to bake. She just doesn't bake a lot of pies.
Okay.
You know, it's muffins and cookies. Because
that's a trick.
And, yeah.
You know, everything that different that you bake is a trick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And pies, I think there's a technique that Traverse City Pie Company, $25 a pie. There must be a trick to that.
Trick is they lure you in with the name Traverse City Pie Company.
Yeah,
is what they do.
And you can go to Arnie's Bakery, like Jop did, and get those beautiful pies for $8
a piece. Yeah.
And they're really good.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I bought 3 dozen of those and gave them to my clients and prospective clients.
I stole one out of his car.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Somebody went without one because Bob got one, right?
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. So the kids are big on dessert. Is there something they're expecting for Christmas?
They were
dessert?
For dessert, you know, I don't really know if that's
not fanatical.
Yeah, you know.
So there's a question we missed it. What are you cooking for for Christmas? What you got meat galore? What's going to be at the center of your table?
Oh man, probably.
Or is it vegetarian at your house?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Nothing but fruits and vegetables. No,
you don't get a stature like that by being a vegetarian. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he's flirting with you now.
Yeah.
Right.
My cardiologist is going to love me later in life.
Right,
I realize.
Right, yeah.
No, probably we're going to go with a prime rib, I believe, you know, just do it real traditional. And
now, do people have to order those?
You know, to make sure you get it, yeah,
right.
Absolutely. You
right.
know, they can call the store.
What's that number?
Or it's 616-754-6000.
754 is a dead giveaway. That's Greenville, baby.
6,000. That's how many prime ribs he's going to sell this season.
Ears open.
So if you've never done a prime rib, maybe Caleb and his wife will walk you through it, or you can hit our website for explicit directions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you've never done one, you need to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody should try it at least every year.
Yeah. And here's the fun part for the dad, if you're traditional, carving that baby up. I love carving the prime rib. My wife gives me the honors every year.
Awesome.
And the turkey, too. Matter of fact, everywhere I go, people say, hey, you want to carve this turkey up? It's like, sure.
Some
funny stories always behind
those
things.
I've got Mike and Sue Barnes, are new friends from my church. We joined a small group with them. And I promised I wouldn't do this, but I'm doing it because I know he's going to listen. So, Mike, wonderful hosted party we had last Tuesday night to celebrate the reason for the season with a few couples from our church. But he made 3 beer can chickens on his grill.
Nice.
And he was nervous because I was coming over. They turned out wonderful. But anytime the grilling guys get invited someplace, everybody's worried about what's going to come off the grill, and it's not going to meet my standard. I don't have standards, right? We help people learn how to grill. But what I do have standards on that I didn't say, have a sharp knife if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
If you ask me to carve something, it was like a big chef's knife that was like a glorified butter knife. I'm sawing on chicken skin to get it to cut. And so,
and then when they give you the sharpener, it's one of those rat tail things that doesn't sharpen anything.
I didn't
take
even
it
ask
out
him
to,
for
take it.
It
out to the curb
it
and
was,
just run it across
it
the curb.
It was my first time in his home, and I wanted to be polite, and I worked with it. But I'm just saying, if you need a Christmas gift for somebody that likes to cook in your house, get them a good knife sharpener and instructions on how and instructions on how to use it.
Get the diamond coated Wusthof.
You could. I was pushing that knife through meat, and it was, you know, breaking off the bone rather than cutting off the bone. As a little ragtag when I put it on the plate,
ran off the plate,
and they all ate it. Right. I mean, so that's the moral of the story. But at the end of the day, if I have any pet peeves, it's a dull knife, and those are the ones that cut you. The sharp ones never cut.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Because the sharp one will do what you ask it to do when you ask it to do it.
Well.
Know? So anyway.
There's exceptions to those
right.
rules,
but I understand mistakes happen. But as a butcher, you're using sharp knives all day.
I can tell you, my mandolin's really sharp, and it'll cut me.
Well, yeah, right. That's why they give you a little puck when you're sliding stuff through it. You don't hold onto it with your hand.
Puck schmuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are just fingertips. No, they'll eat all right.
Look at that.
Right.
One.
Yeah. But anyway, so but yeah, so I would imagine that you keep sharp knives in the meat market as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay, one more time, we're wrapping up the show. Where are you at? Give people the address, website, or phone number for your business.
Yeah, so just, you know, get into Greenville on 57 there, drive to Meijer, and then go just past it.
Okay.
We're right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now get us on Facebook. It's Meat Shack on 57. We try to post their deals and what's going on and keep people up to date.
Great.
That's a great price for prime rib. I would order one.
All right.
I really would.
Caleb, thanks for joining
thanks,
us.
Guys.
Thanks for sticking
Merry
in.
Christmas.
We appreciate you coming in. All of you, have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk with you one more time before the day.
Yes. So, by all means, Merry Christmas, and we'll probably talk at you Christmas Eve.
All right.